Marcel Nfoche.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our lone headline, Cameroonian swimmer Giorgio Ngucho Amani will make his Olympic debut at 9 a.m. today in heat one of the men's 100-meter freestyle at the Paris Olympics. Swimmer Giorgio Ngucho Amani will enter the scene for Team Cameroon in under 2 hours at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. The 17-year-old who is making his debut at the Olympics will be on the starting block in the men's 100-meter freestyle event. For more updates, let's connect with CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, France, Baldwin Sama. Good morning, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this Tuesday morning, where it's going to be the day for the second Cameroonian athlete to compete for Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. Giorgio Amani Ngwishu, in the men's 100 meters freestyle, will be competing for Cameroon. It's going to be 10 a.m. here in Paris, 9 a.m. back there in Yaoundé. This 17-year-old swimmer from the nation's economic capital, Douala, who is participating for the very first time at the final phase of the Olympic Games, is looking forward to putting on an impressive show, given that he will be competing among some of the finest in the world in terms of for swimming. Giorgio Ngucho Amani, who has been training here in France for over 2 weeks alongside the other five remaining Cameroonian athletes to defend nation's colors at this final phase of the Olympic Games. Yesterday, at a preparatory meeting with his coach and other members of Team Cameroon, he reassured them of the need for him to be quite confident today, especially given that it's going to be the very first time that he'll be competing in such a high-level competition. But he just simply has to forget about the bitter memories of the early exit of Sylvain Hanfou, the first Cameroonian athlete in this competition last weekend, and understand that he can equally do better, and why not move from this preliminary stage to the next stage for the competition in talking about swimming in the men's 100 meters freestyle. We are looking forward to watching him in a couple of minutes and looking forward to having a better performance for Giorgio Ngucho Amani in the men's 100 meters freestyle. However, Marcel, yesterday, I should say rather Sunday night, there was an important meeting at the Games Village for Team Cameroon, chaired by the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, who came to galvanize, motivate the five remaining athletes and other members of Team Cameroon, especially after the early exit of Sylvain Hanfou. He had to reassure the remaining athletes of government's encouragement and to tell them that the early exit of Sylvain Hanfou should not at all discourage them. And they, on their part, led by Emmanuel Semalobode, confirmed their readiness to impress for Cameroon. David Ojong, mission head for Team Cameroon for Paris 2024, had to appreciate the comfortable living and training facilities put at their disposal ever since Team Cameroon came to France. And he has equally reassured the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee of the determination of the different athletes who are yet to compete, such as Giorgio, Linda in swimming, and likewise Sopin Bela in judo. We have Emmanuel Semalobode and Linda Angunu in athletics, that they are going to impress and why not make the nation proud before the week runs out. So, Marcel, we hope to get some good news in a couple of minutes from Paris, talking about swimming with Giorgio Ngucho Amani in the men's 100 meters freestyle. We shall remain available to give you the latest updates. Back to you, Marcel.
Many thanks, Baldwin, and good luck to Giorgio Ngucho Amani and the other athletes from Team Cameroon who are still to compete. Meanwhile, the performance of African teams in team sports at the Paris Games has been less than stellar. In the following report, Ben Leachunda reviews the performance of African teams in collective sports so far.
The most impressive outing of African flag bearers in collective games at the Paris Olympics has been in the men's and women's basketball games. South Sudan and the T-Tigres of Nigeria waved their flags high in different arenas. In men's basketball, South Sudan in their first outing edged Puerto Rico 90-71 points in their Group C clash and will face Serbia and USA later. While Nigeria's opening game victory at the Paris Olympics has ended a long wait for an Olympic win and set the stage for a thrilling and unpredictable group phase, the T-Tigres achieved a landmark victory, clinching their first Olympic win in 2 decades with a decisive 75-62 triumph over Australia in their opening game. In women's football, Zambia and Nigeria are the two African ambassadors, but yet none of them have recorded a victory. Spain imposed a 1-0 win over the Super Falcons and Australia a 6-5 defeat over the Copa Queens of Zambia. In their first group outings in Paris, Nigeria lost to Brazil 1-0 and her African counterpart Zambia received a 3-0 thrashing from the USA. In men's football, we have four African representatives in Paris, that is Mali, Morocco, Guinea and Egypt. Mali succumbed to a 1-0 defeat in the hands of Japan. Same fate Guinea had in the hands of the host France. Meanwhile, Morocco received a 2-1 spanking from Ukraine and Egypt overpowered Uzbekistan 1-0. At the moment, we count two defeats for Guinea, a victory for Morocco, a win and a tie for Egypt. Mali, on her part, has recorded a draw against Israel and a defeat. On to women's handball. Angola lost to the Netherlands 34-31 and later imposed a win over Spain on a score of 26-21 points. In the men's volleyball category, Egypt fell off the hands of Poland 3-0, while in the women's category, Kenya lost to Brazil last night 3-0 in their first outing at the Olympics. And the journey continues in collective games for African countries at the 2024 Olympic Games, as now many can only place their bets on Nigeria and South Sudan in basketball.
Benley Achunda reporting, and away from the Olympics, the 2024 National Gymnastics Championship wrapped up over the weekend in Yaoundé, with over 40 gymnasts from across the country competing in artistic and freestyle gymnastics. The finals featured categories for under 7, under 10 and under 13 youth, as well as an elite category for those above 15. Emejan's Jamim Gymnastic Club emerged from the finals as the club of the year. In an interview with our reporter Harrison Ashutiko, the Secretary General of the Cameroon Gymnastics Federation, Mbaga Allen, expressed satisfaction with the performance of the young gymnasts.
Those children you have seen performing there have during the season had many competitions at the regional level. So after those competitions, they qualified for the finals we are witnessing this morning. We have seen what we call Poussin, Benjamin and Minim. The level is good. Being almost every time with those children, I can affirm that the level of those children is good. It's a good promise. In the junior category, we have Benda Yanis, who was in the last African Championship in Morocco. We have Sodia Ruben, who was also in Morocco for the championship. In the elite category, we have 6 or 7 internationals.
This is the last event for the season?
This is the last sporting event of the season.
Now, give me a balance sheet of the 2024 season.
In terms of sporting events, we organized the Cup of Cameroon on the 22nd of June. That was last month. The show was very beautiful. We had some good returns. Now, we are closing the championship. The year is ongoing, and the imminent event is the Gala of Gymnastics. We organized one last year in February, but this year, since we want to mark the 30 years of creation of the Federation, we will mark it with a big gala on the 24th of August here in Yaoundé.
In football, the board members of Coton Sport of Garoua voted by acclamation a sum of 618 million francs for the club's 2024-2025 budget to reinforce the football squad's technical capacity, revive its winning spirit and galvanize it to regain its place as the North Region's flag bearer. The running budget was adopted on the occasion of the club's General Assembly, chaired by the president of the board of directors, Muhammadu Kau, during which it was announced that a female Coton Sport football team will go operational this year and take part in all national competitions. We have details with Julius Niba.
During the meeting, the Coton Sport board members assured their national and international partners that by the 5th of August, some necessary technical changes will begin to see the light of day at the helm of the club in a bid to help the Cotonites regain their winning spirit with the objective to win the Cup of Cameroon and other international trophies. Ferdinand Sadu is the executive president of Coton Sport.
This organization will permit us to have a solid management team to get into the upcoming season on a good foot.
In an effort to groom local professional footballers and also spend less buying players out of country, the Coton Sport officials announced that in partnership with 9 local football training centers in the country, they will organize an under-19 football tournament to kick off on the 3rd of August in Garoua with the objective to scout and train the best boarding talents at the Coton Sports Football Academy. Ismailu Adama is the divisional officer for Garoua 1.
Au lendemain de cette assemblée générale,
on the heels of this general assembly, we are sure that Coton Sport will take its place at the helm of football in Cameroon and in Africa.
Au niveau de l'Afrique.
To give supporters of Coton Sport the opportunity to get the football team's gadgets and other quality accessories they need when supporting their darling club, the board members announced that the shop would be opened in Garoua to that effect in the days ahead. Meanwhile, plans to construct a Coton Sport dormitory in Yaoundé are underway to facilitate the lodging of the squad when they are in the nation's capital city. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
And it is on that note that we draw the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfotie. Back to you, Sheta.